works. It now works out very nicely, David, because what it is that you're being ordered the child to ask is always something which is different. In other words, difference makes you ask, but it also makes you ask why it's different. So, that would be why, in order for Daro Avde, you couldn't ask Daro what would be if somebody gave you a lot of money. You'd have to ask him what you did ask him, which is, what would be if an Eved was Meshuchrar and given a lot of money? Because there has to be a change in status that's involved. And the money is there in order to sense that change in status, but it's... So the money said before he was an Eved and now he's on top of the world, and how would he respond?
I don't even remember our discussion when we started talking about the connection between Havdalah and Chachma Bina and not. I can go into it now, but it connects very nicely with this. The other Bina here in the second one is, it says, I feel like Kohen HaKachan, I'm going to put Kohen HaKachan there.
So, remind me.
I don't remember what I was discussing.
Well, what was it in reference to? Maybe if you give me some association.
You remind here each of the tiers. In terms of Chachma Bina and Das. And then we talked about how Havdalah was when
I remember that part, but so Havdalah was a function of one of them.
And we start of the 13th. Yeah, we were talking about in terms of the being. Sensory perceptions or something.
No, it's not starting to remember. We were talking about why it was that emotions always turned up on the third tier. And we said that because the emotions are responses which indicate a connection to the issue. He's trying to remind me of that. We have our Seder and life choice. Sounds very esoteric. It looks even nicer.
That's really not complicated.
It's really not what?
Complicated.
Where can we find this?
Coming soon. Big story.
Why is a chira mechayev differentiation? That itself is very interesting. Gosh, the implications of that are mind-boggling. Because it ties in with the whole uptouch of what a chira is. Whereas a chira is always an instant, something which is different than any other instant.
Right.
And otherwise, there's no point. There's no concept of a chira. It's just one vast existence. Whereas it's a chira that ties instances together. That would mean that every zechira also implies understanding why this moment is different than any other moment. Otherwise, there's nothing to remember. That's probably how association works. That's because it may be different because of, it took place in a different way with different people. In other words, anything that associates with them. So that's not a memory trick association. It comes out now that that's the definition of what memory is. Association works because it is the thing that made this thing different and therefore memorable. And therefore able to be remembered. So that it's the association itself which is intimately connected with the act of memory. Comes out that association is not a trick like a simon would be. It's a realistic part of what it is that's remembered. It's what makes the memory itself. Alright, that's an aside, but how else do we see Zechir as proclaiming differentiation anyway? Plus, it implies an awareness. In other words, it implies Das. We always takes that up. I think it was in the Pesach Shirim. When I say Zichor, I don't mean remember. No, it was in the Rosh Hashanah Shirim. When I say Zichor, I don't mean remember. I mean be aware. Think. It's like when I tell somebody, remember, man, I'm going to kill you if it's not that way. What do you mean? You better be aware of that, right? Doesn't mean remember in the sense if you've forgotten something, now remember it. It means keep it in your awareness at all times.
Memories must be closely connected to the sense of smell.
Yes. Go ahead. Tell us the implication.
Why?
It just is. It's the fact that physically it's associated, psychologically.
It smells.
So when you get a concussion, you always smell things.
Right, so you smell things, it brings back like a...
It's kind of, it's also connected to how dull.
Right. Right. Isn't remembrance in response to forgetting? I'm not
so
aware.
No. It's not to forget, is also to remember. Not simply to remember that which was not remembered.
It's also
not to forget, meaning it has to be part of your awareness. So therefore, it's telling you that you must train yourself to have a new level of consciousness. So you can't be conscious of something unless you recognize the inference of its opposite. Because consciousness implies a dualism, that I recognize this thing fully because it doesn't have to be this way. There's Mitzchila of the Avodah Zarah, or Avodah Mayinu L'Parav HaMitzrayim. It's a tremendous difference now. We talked about it, yeah.
Last time.
Right. So. This would be another one of those connections. The Zechir has it.
Possibly the Purim Pesach connection. So Purim Pesach connection.
Zechira. Yeah, we talked about also last time we met. But now it comes out that Zechira is much more central to the Sibur per se, or Pursuming Isa. There's an aspect of Pursuming Isa to Pesach. So now, anyway, to be misakim once again. So we have Gnus and Shevach themselves being a totsah of the actual mitzvah itself, which is Zechira. Memela, it's a result of that. But I feel kono chachamim kono nevanim, because it has nothing to do with intellectual knowledge. It has to do with Zechira, which is mechayev of the act of speaking it out and responding to it. And this is the dover that's mechayev and the she'ela as well, it would come out then. It's another aspect of she'ela. Because there can't be real zechira without an aniyah, without a response. So the only thing that's left is our original question here. Why it is, what happened to me, I got it? Why it is that at this point we choose to initiate all of the inyonim of the Haggadah at once. Masa B'Gnus, Shanim B'Shevach, the Mitzvah of Laharas is Atzma, and the Din of Marbin Masaper, which is also the extent of the awareness of the Shina. So I would venture to say that what we're really doing over here is extending the Manishtan. In other words, we haven't really reached the Haggadah per se. But since we're explaining now that the union of the Manishtana itself is really an awareness of change, it's that which elicits response. So the Avodah Mayinu L'Parav HaMitzrayim is increasing the recognition of the need for Das. But it's telling us, look, there has been serious changes, a tremendous difference between being in a state of optus and not. This is something which is not theoretical, because you would have been in a state of optus. Therefore, it's something that you have to recognize in yourself. So that's like the ultimate in Chayvanam Lira Sazatz Bekiluyatz of Mitzrayim. And we're saying it would have obtained to you. And therefore, you should know that the whatever it is that we're going to discuss in the following discussion, even if you know it already, what it is that we're doing is not giving you over things to know. It's we're giving you over things to respond to. And please treat it as such, which would explain why we go into all of these funny stories, right? Because the stories are there also to indicate the power of the requirement of responding specifically to a manishtana rather than simply to be mekayim a mitzvah of hearing about things. That's not the issue. So I'll speak, gotta tell a bincha, maybe you could be yotze simply by telling them things. In other words, there's two separate mitzvahs that are involved over here. One is the zechira, zechora seyom azer asher etzas mitzrayim. And that is true whether you have a child or you don't have a child. The other is a mitzvah of Igadat Alavincha and the various aspects of Igadat Alavincha, and that is only a mitzvah that's nageh if you have a child. And there are two different things. The Igadat Alavincha is not a response issue. Igadat Alavincha is to tell over something. But the Zohar is to tell specifically with the recognition of the change that's involved. Right, and the shaila is how do these two things mesh, and how do we know that Vigadat Levincha applies, that all of them applies? One of them we know because it says Vigadat Levincha Bayomahu. So you know that Vigadat Levincha applies specifically to. As a matter of fact, that's our raya that you're supposed to be mekayim the zocher yom azer sheyatzasim in Mitzrayim, that it's dafka at night, right? Because it says bavur zeh over there. But where's that? So Hashem leaves it to that has to be b'shal shematzamar munachim lefana. So clearly, Chazal learned that the Vigat Levincha is a pirish on the Zohar also. Correct? You're falling asleep. You're just not able to concentrate. Don't feel good yet, huh? What's that? What do you want?
To write? Yeah.
Okay. Ah, I don't know. Maybe if there's a chira you.
Oh, I understand,
it
just
made it late. Right, so maybe we should end it. See what happens. And here we are, Barney. We're over at Dovid and Daphna's for our third session, eagerly awaiting your arrival. Alright, so the last thing that we were up to. That it seems to be shaykh to the union of the manishtana itself, which is the hisairus and the chashivas of the change, the requirement to engage in all of the inyanim of the seder out of a recognition that it made some kind of essential difference. So the shayla of the child, the shayla that the Balar God himself asks, at the shayla. Statement of wonder, how great the change is, which is included in the concept of She'ela.
How did the Haryanu, Baneinu, Baneinu, Haryanu, Vishubadu, the problem with Mitzrayim tie into that?
One second. We also, We also use the word Shayla for a rhetorical question.
What's that?
Saying in English, we say the word question, even though it's a rhetorical question.
This is like a totally separate thing, but it's in the same word. I thought that there were Sholel things in the last Mitzvah.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. We even text up at the word she'ela in terms of question. Also has to do with the connection. In other words, the she'el. I was never really all that happy with this subject. It's the closest I can get to why we use the word she'ela, and, you know, both as a request and as a question. They're really rather different.
Isn't it the same thing?
Not really, because the she'ela, the etzem refers to the type of kinyan, let's say. It's not, in other words, the fact that you got the thing through being she'el, this first of all seems to be, well, let me just say what the problems are. It seems to be secondary, right? In other words, let's say somebody offered it to you and said, here, use my thing if you'd like. But nonetheless, it's still an act of she'ela, even though there's actual asking. Secondly, the concept of a request is very different from a question, right? Because, in other words, there it's not the answer that I'm interested in a request, it's the action that I'm interested in. Whereas in a question, I'm interested in an answer.
Yeah, but in both situations, you're eliciting a response specifically from that person or something he has that you don't have that you would like him to give you.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's essentially what we said, that the inyan is that you make yourself to some extent dependent on getting your quest. That's why both are known as the quest activities.
Okay.
So. Once it becomes a quest, sometimes you're attuned to an acceptance. But that's a different thing than we were saying. As we were saying yesterday, that it's an issue of desiring response, or of you're caring enough to find out what's going on, right? Here it's more of being open to what the other person is telling you. Listening. Mm-hmm. Which is not quite the same thing. So that it would be nageya probably lahalacha on the shayla of whether two talmidei chachamim have to ask zezer or not. In other words, if what we want over here is a muda'ut of the chashivas of the lahalacha, and a recognition that we have to be osik with an open mind and with a real concern, so then it really wouldn't matter if he asks me or I ask him. Because the fact is that by asking I make myself aware, and by his listening to the question he makes himself aware, right? If, however, it means that I have to be open to hearing a response, so then I have to ask. Mamash have to ask, which would make sense when we say she'el es atzma.
So then it's true for everybody sitting at the Seder.
It ought to be true for everyone sitting at the Seder. According to that, in other words, it would be a machlokes, it would be dependent on that machlokes. Unless you are the one who is going to give the responses. In other words, that's certainly true, that if one is giving the response and one is asking the questions, so that's fine. Because then the one who is giving the response, then maybe it's better if I sit here so that I can see if there's other guys coming. Yesterday we had a shayla that was nageya this also. We wanted to know the way in which the chiyuv of the garta levincha relates to the chiyuv zocher seyam hazer asher yatzasa mitzrayim. Now, als the chiyuv of zechira, it would be sufficient to have a level of awareness. There's also a mitzvah of actual being misaper, not saying, but telling it to somebody. So in other words, the mitzvah lechatchila, therefore, would be to be mekayim the zechira through hagodah, and not to yourself. Right? But specifically to... Now, let's say that you can't... So therefore, if there's two people, and one asks the other one, and that one is the one who will do the answering, so then it turns out that he's being mekayim the mitzvah v'igadata, because he's in the position of being magid, and the other one is being mekayim the zechira through the amira of the person to whom he was meshavid himself by the she'ela, which is why l'maisa only the bala hagada has to say the hagada, and the other people are yotze through listening to his response to their questions.
How can he be yotze?
You don't have svarim, do you?
A few things.
What do you have? You have a Rambam?
No.
Mishnah Berurah.
You can't be, according to that, then if it's Mizel Zed, then you can't be Yotze Hagada by yourself. You can't be Yotze the mitzvah Vigadita by yourself.
That's right.
You have to, there has to be someone else there. And
you would only be Yotze the mitzvah Zechira.
That's a big problem.
Well, but it makes sense. I mean, if the Torah says we got to live in, you can't possibly be yotze if you don't have an ability to be margit.
In one, could you go as far as to say you don't have to be margit to bend to be yotze? In other words, you're
no, because we use bincha. I mean, the gavitama Torah also in that way, and it means anybody who has to learn. Someone who's learning from you is in a position of being bincha. So it could be very well be that this is an extension of that theory anyway. And that's one of the terutzim why we don't have a special brach also, because it's always a mitzvah. I mean, it comes out to be a chelik of v'shinantim levanachem, to be gadat levanachem v'shinantim levanachem. We constantly make a mitzvah included in the mitzvah, in the brach on Berachas Hazara.
We include dashim in this though also, according to what we saw in the student.
Right. In
that if there aren't any banim there, then you tell the nashim.
Yeah. Ishtoshalas. We have a special lima that we're going to find.
Where's the lima
from? Anyone who's mitzvah and achilas matzah. In Baal Tocha Chomets is mitzvah and achilas matzah, and Mela and the other. Yeah. That would be a big finish. How come we not have a rama?
How much farm are being shipped?
You're a little tiny Rambam you don't have?
That's the one that's coming. I'm going to go out and I have to go out and buy a big Rambam. I just haven't done it.
With the bar from the shoulder. So.
How about Sefer Achina?
Daphne, do you have a Sefer Achina?
No.
I have an Usher Dinim in the panel.
This is the filter of Shem Baruch Hu. Yigad alvincha ein yala bisman sheyesh lo ben beino levein atzmo minai. Tama lama v'yom v'shalom zecharas yom azir shiratzas v'mitzrayim. We're mechavim to the filter.
Wow.
But there's a din in v'yigad and there's a din in zecharas.
But he's saying you yotze the yigad to yourself through zachor, no?
He's saying there's still a mitzvah. Zachar. Well, we've already seen that that we learn out the chiyuvim of one to the other. Because we're saying that zechor, we know that zechor is sechal dafka. And today, because it says, v'igadta levincha bayom ahu, so in other words, we're assuming that the zechira and the haggadah are interrelated.
That's not the same mitzvah. They're two separate mitzvahs.
For it's not the same mitzvah. But it's difficult. Well, the Rambam doesn't list it as separate mitzvahs. I mean, there's certainly only one mitzvah of Sibrisi Mitzrayim. The Shabbos is sort of different aspects. So in other words, the aspect of Haggadah, you're not Yotze. The aspect of Zechira, you're Yotze. The Zechira should be done, but there are Haggadah. So it could be that in the She'elah there's also two Inyanim. In She'elah there's the Inyan of awareness, and in She'elah there's also the Inyan of making yourself open to an answer. To say that you're Shoel is Atzmo, that you make yourself open to an answer, is a little bit hard to believe. But it's certainly an opening to Haggadah, to Zechira. Because it does heighten awareness to ask yourself something. Maybe it even does open you up to an answer. It doesn't open you up to the person who's answering, as She'elah does, but makes you aware of a quest. So you need to have a resolution of your quest. So in that sense, a rhetorical question, which we're saying is really in a way what She'elah means when we're saying Manishtana. So we're not asking Manishtana. We're saying, wow, Manishtana. So, but that's also a question. Why are you using Ma? We wouldn't use ma if it weren't a question. We do the same thing in English. Wow, what a difference. So, it also means, in other words, it's something like a rhetorical question, that this is, I'm shocked at the fact that this is, can this be explained, because it's so amazing, and it's so different, and so on. So that would also be beginner a quest, because I don't really have a solution. It's in, when the dog, I even use the word ze mafli. Mafli means that it's mufla mimcha. In other words, it's beyond you. You're still kiyapale mimcha davar ben dam adam ben din ladin ben egel anaga. You're looking for something. You don't know the solution. So when something is wondrous, it's also a quest in that sense. So mistami, you would be yotzi in all such aspects. That we said yesterday was the pshat of daro also. It's, wow, that's really unbelievable that he would do such a thing. And so, Mimel, it's also Patarta Minor Manishtan. So this is very good. He asked Rabbi Manoach, but he's the one who brought up the filter. And so, we are in the Manoach. So, you forgot, it's my fault, I forgot to tell you to bring up the Sefer HaChinuch.
I just forgot to ask for the little coffee.
You don't have Gemaras? Well, doesn't ask it, so then you say it. So therefore, the Rambam says he is somebody Shoel, then he says that the Korei is Omer Manishtan. It's a different thing. It's a Korei Shoel. There's two different things. It's Manishtan that we have Kavu and Haggadah as a sense of, as an expression of amazement. And awareness. The question that a Ben will ask has to be a spontaneous question on something real. And then we had Machlokes Rishonim, how real it has to be. It's not shy to really summarize. It's like where it fairly comes to.
I never got, if that's what we saw happening from everything last night, where's the din of shows and shales and shuvas come from? Maybe started everything last night by saying everything has to be done.
Because it says Va'anisha. It's supposed to be done as an answer.
So, how do we reconcile the fact that they call it?
Why?
We
came up with that. Let me say that last time that it came up. That the Mishnah says.
Yeah, but then we saw that that was just based on the way the Mishnah Berurah had written it, the rule of Maisa, that there was no real basis for it. The Mechaber, I mean, had written.
And we found Ramachim and the Rishon to back that up.
Right. But there aren't really four questions.
Old traditions die hard. They do die. Sing out a sing or
something.
It was like, 10 to 4 question.
Which one
was it?
Pick
any
four.
No, it's going to
be harder when you write in Haggadah.
Oh, it's
going to
be very hard.
Here, the youngest son makes the following exclamation. Or spontaneously asks another question.
Do not prompt or you kill the effect.
I was really looking up again. I lost touch with this.
Super Max, I
think. Yeah. I do.
Do you?
That is Mazahar. I'm telling you.
Does it look like this?
I don't know.
The print still is.
No, I'm just very amazed. Usually the chinuch follows the seder of the Rambam. You know, unless the Ramban Farish Ark is on it. And here he brings the mitzvah of Sipritzis Mitzrayim from the Higadot Levin Chum. As the Rambam learns, Mitzvah Aseret Shel Torah L'Sapa B'Nisim Shenemar Zoch Rasiyom Azer Hashem Yitzasim Mitzrayim. Not from the Higadot Levin Chum. This is very interesting. Why should we bring it here?
Is that the first place that the Rambam brings it?
Yeah. That's the Mitzvah.
Unless you say like Rabbi said earlier, that the Sefer Chinuch is learning it in the same that the Higadot is begetted as Zechira.
Yeah, but still, it would have brought the pasuk. If we got to Levincha is similar to the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, or including other people besides Bonecha, so then a woman ought to be Potter. The Maisa, he brings the Chiyuv on the women from the Higadot Levincha.
How?
For the same reason. In other words, any mitzvah, since the Torah put all of these mitzvahs together, it was makish then, to the losas of achilas chametz. So since Nisha is included in the losas, so mamela she's mechuyevet in the mitzvot aseh. I would have asked if you have a minchas chinuch, but I don't have the nerve.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Says the Chinuch, Ma shamar hakatuv levincha lav davka b'no ela afilu im kol birya. But he does learn that you have to say it to somebody.
So it's for you. It's not. So it's only for himself.
But you see that he's learning that there's two separate things, as we said. There is a mitzvah igarata, and if no one else is there, you still should say it kadesh yitor libo, which is exactly what we said. It's the chiddush of saying it beferish.
But that would be mechayev everybody to say it then, for themselves.
No, not necessarily. That's what I was saying, is that there's two separate inyanim. One of the inyanim is this Orus HaLev. It's Mamish Gevaldik. I mean, this is exactly what the Chinuch is saying. One of them is this Orus HaLev. The other one is an answer, the God. So he said that Lamaisa, there are two separate things. If we also wanted to be Mechadish, it would be an Avkamina La'aloch if you have two people there, neither of whom is going to be the Baal HaGadah. If you have two Talmidei Chachamim, each would have to ask the other one, because neither will be Yotze just by asking or just by answering, since he isn't going to be Meshabe Daito to the other one. So if you're being Mekayim through the Higadata Avada, through the Higadata, you're Mekayim both things. You're also Mekayim its Orus HaLev. Because the fact that you're Meshabe to give the answer is also a his Orus. And the one who asks the question is Meshabbing himself to listen. So he's opening himself to be Makabal, which is exactly what the mitzvah is, right? On the other hand, if nobody is there, so then you have an Indian stomp to say it aloud in order to be Ma'ur yourself on the dog. So we wanted to say that these are the two inyanim of the Manishtana, which is a Lashon of Amira. That's if nobody asks. And the She'ela, which is if somebody does ask. Right, so it comes out, mamish and afkamina la halacha. Which is not, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, not that way. Right, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, that if you have two people, that one asks the other one. But maybe he would also, not, they don't both ask each other, but maybe he would also be motivated that, it's not mashma, but that if there isn't one who is clearly the nish'al, then they both have to be shal. I mean, I think it's pretty clear from the Rishonim that that's the case. It says Shonim Zelazeh, and it makes sense. You have to be Shal Zelazeh. It certainly is not the case with an Avub No, and Ish V'Ishto, and so on. In other words, it's the Halakas Koveya, that if there's someone secondary, then the secondary person asks, and the primary person answers. If there's two people who are of the same Madrega, then they both have to ask each other. And it could very well be that the she'ela that they ask each other is not truly a she'ela then. In other words, maybe it's a sonorous. But if so, also they both have to say it, because it's not shach to be misorer unless you're responsible to give the solution. If you're not going to give the solution, you're also not asking the question. Then you're not misorer. So it would turn out that if you're in a makom where you have a Baal HaGadah who is not more of a Talmud Chacham than you are, so then you'd be mechuyev to ask the Manishtana, and he would be mechuyev to ask the Manishtana. Whereas for the Manishtana, you would not be able to be Yotzi with the Baal HaGadah. Somebody has got to really ask, or everybody has to be aware.
What do you mean, really ask me?
Really ask me, somebody's got to be really concerned with a solution. That's a secondary person. Child has to ask. The Isha asks. But if there's nobody that's really... So that's Meshabi people to think about a question, because it's a serious question. If it's just a formulation, such as the Manishtana is nowadays, if nobody really asks anything, so then l'chor everybody would be mufliyev to say. I mean, because l'chor it's not possible to be yotze over here with Shomer Ka'on, because it's not the amira that we're interested in; it's the hisarus per se that we're interested in, and if someone else is saying it, you're not going to be yotze with the hisarus.
it doesn't answer why it's enough then for, if there's someone on another Madrega, why it's enough for someone else being Sholel to be Mr. Or the person with the Baal HaAdama.
If there's someone on lower Madrega?
Yeah.
Why that's more? Sure it is. Because that would be the height of Zechira, would be to have to teach it. I mean, we always say that you sell yourself best when you're selling somebody else, and that's a tremendous level of hakar. You try to do that when you, if you're a salesman, you try to get the other person to tell you why he wants the car, right? And then, so at that point, he's already selling himself. That's what, and as it's always the assault is to get the buyer to sell himself. So over here too, if I have to give an answer to the child, then that's the greatest hakar that's possible. But it is a quest that we're interested in. That would be the central idea of She'ela, per se. I need something. That's what She'ela implies. I need something which you are going to satisfy for me. I don't know why in English it becomes request. As if I'm doing it again. Why would that be?
Maybe re in the sense like regard, or something, you know?
Isn't regard also based on its sense of mutuality?
Yeah, there's no repetition.
Maybe it's...
Or remark.
Well, so what does it mean there? What is the prefix remark? Mm-hmm. You have a dictionary?
Yeah.
That got room in the suitcase.
That's not the suitcase.
Is there a particular question that would have to be asked? This formulation of the
mantra. You said that's a machlokas rishonim. Tosfos learns that it has to be a question that relates in some fashion to the Gula, so that there will be an answer that needs to relate to the Gula. But we found other Rishonim saying that, we found the Ran saying that even a question as to why you took away the Shulchan is enough. As long as it's Ma'orer, a sense of wonder at what's going on tonight, so that I need to hear a solution. Should we find like that? Besides the Ron?
The real?
Do you remember? What other Rishonim did we find? Did we have a Ryan in the Rambam?
Yeah, I think we did. The Rambam was the real.
Yeah, story. Right, yeah, because the Rambam said any right to get the kid to ask about Chiluk Kloyos or why you're hosting Matzos would be sufficient. He doesn't bring that the child should say Manishtana. There's not that Manishtana. You should say Manishtana because there's something that's bothering you. Prefix meaning either again or anew or back. Backward. I don't know. What would be regard?
What is the guard?
Or research.
What is the guard?
Something to do with feedback.
To search back, right? Research is to search back and gain information from.
So that would make sense. Second, research.
Yeah, I suppose it would. Yeah.
So, request would be.
It's regard in regard to something that's already occurred in the past.
What is the word guard?
It relates to the feedback that comes to as a result of doing that thing.
Then it would be very good. That's what I was hoping.
Respect. Okay. There was a meaning before that also, wasn't there?
Yeah, but there it's in regards to that was in law or, you know, re-X. said yesterday that that was for Chayavad Amaras as Atzma. That's the Afiyu Kvano Kachomi.
No, I was asking, I was asking the Hayan of Devonenu Shim Ayin Lakaram
Mitzrayim. I mean, yeah, that's what I was writing. In other words, the way to know, the way to sense that to the greatest extent that you that this is nogea you personally is to say that we would have still been meshuvah. Mm-hmm. So the middle of the yitzir really is nogea. In other words, we're putting into this manishtana section. According to this, what we're saying is that avon ma'ino lefarav mitzrayim is really part of the manishtana. It's not a beginning of the Haggadah. Because we don't begin the Haggadah until after we finish all of these maisim, right? And then we start off by answering Shmuel's Haggadah.
So Rav is
the Haggadah
at all?
No, and then we talk about the Yerida to Mitzrayim.
So why is this all in the Magid?
Uh-huh.
So, but this all falls under the section Magid.
Right. Because the question is part of, I mean, in the broadest sense, it's Magid. So.
That's a little misleading. You would think that.
No, why? To know what the problem is part of what you have to do. Because just as your Ma'or, the child, to ask, is part of Magi. It's part of the Chiyah V'Igarata. See to it that the child asks that you can be Magi to them. Right? In other words, if the Torah says, Ki Yishalcha bin Kol Machar. So, V'Amarata, that certainly implies that you will want to trigger such a situation. And that's the whole Magid, V'igarata Levincha Bayomahu is Enu Yodei Lishol. And that's the only thing we'll call Haggadah, that's unreasonable. Because the finest way is to make sure that we do get such a question. I mean, that's certainly the marker of why it is I have to be Ma'or the child to ask, why we do all these things. Because we're assuming that the Torah is giving us over the most effective means of communications. So then it's up to us to see to it that we can utilize such effective means. I don't mean to suggest that you wouldn't really be yotzei. Let's say that you were nifsak here, right? So I mean, l'chur, according to Rav, you would be yotzei. At least the chiyav of matzah being listed as saying b'sheva. However, I mean, the way the Rambam learns that the gnus and the shevach refer to the actual things that happen to us. This is a completely different surah sadah. Tzorech l'hasa b'nus v'sayim b'shevach ma'asu n'sabshu v'chilo oyu avasinu kofrim v'toyim and so on v'chein ma'asu n'modi ha'shavonim ha'yinu l'faru b'mitzrayim v'chol ha'ra'a shikim olam. So we didn't do that. But probably in the broadest sense, you'd be yotzei. In other words, what we did over here is we sort of made a conglomeration of all the various things. We know that we have to get into the Haggadah certain basic ideas, and they include his oros, which is an awareness either through questioning or through statements that bring us to his oros, which I'll either be mekayim by getting a child to ask or by saying manishtana. Furthermore, I need to incorporate the issue of gnus. And gnus has many different levels. It's the gnus of Avodah Zarah. I mean, we'll have to determine the two basic aspects of gnus. But ignoring the two basic aspects, just saying all the different things that are included. So we have Avodah Zarah. We have the fact that we were avodim, but we also have the extent at which we were affected by the avodim, which the Rambam learns is part of the gnus, and therefore, what we also have, of course, is shevach, which includes the how it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed things for us, and in all of this. Remember, we said yesterday the mocker of this, how do we know that we have to do this? Where does it say that we have to do this? Right. So this is because the main aspect of Zakhira is awareness, which means differentiation. That's Manishtana, what has changed. Since differentiation is the Iker function of Das, so it's important for us to show what has changed. This is the way things were, this is the way things will be, have become. So what we do is we open up our gutter with this thing existing on many levels. In other words, in the broadest sense, all we're really interested in doing right now, and the stories that follow prove this clearly, the only things that we really want to do now is to give you over the recognition that there has been significant change, and that you're mechuyev to sense the change, and you're mechuyev to be aware of it. In other words, to note that it applies to you personally, and that it should not be an abstract kind of conversation that you're going to have. In the course of saying that over, so Memela, I already put in the main issues of the Haggadah.
Sounds like an overture, music. You know,
it is. It's not an overture. It's a canon to some extent.
Yeah, it has the major theme.
Right. It's a canon. In other words, because the very matzah b'gnusa m'sayim b'shvach is itself really an application of manishtana. Because what is matzah b'gnusa m'sayim b'shevach? It's the deeper awareness. It's noting more how much things have changed. Well, that's all the manishtana was. So if Manishtana is a statement, then Vanamaginu is just a further statement of the same idea. But it's also true, if we want to be more subtle about it, that Manishtana is more of a quest, and Avodamaginu is more of a solution. True. I mean, there's that level of it also. So it isn't really all that confusing. It's very artistically done. It's brilliantly done. So it exists on many levels simultaneously. So that in the broadest sense, all the way up to the Mitchila Ovi Avodah Zorah Hayu Avosenu, we're being osik in his Orus of She'elah. And that would fit in with the Rambam, because the Rambam brings first Keitzah Matzchila Mesapar She Mitchila Hayu Avosenu B'mei Terach Ovi Avodah Zorah, right? V'chein Maschula Madir She'avodah Mayinu L'Farah B'Mitzrayim. Mashmah, that the Iker is to say like Shmuel, and only then like Rab. So why do we start Avodah Mayinu? Because Bemis, we're doing many things at once. So it's true, Rav uses the words Avodah Mayinu. So we begin with Avodah Mayinu. But here we use Avodah Mayinu in the sense of the Yisorus. Then we start with Terach. Then we go into the Shevach of Kervonu Hamokom Lavodaso, which is a deeper change. Then we go into Avodah Mayinu in terms of the Vayoreu Asunama Mitzur Vayanunu and all of the pain that we suffered there. And then we go into the Mizumin flows, Shalasakarish Baruch Himanu and Vismotzianu Misham. This may be even the two inyanim of the hara of the mitzvah lahari, because here the Rambam learns in Perek Shvi, kol ha'ma'ariv midvarim she'iru v'shehayu harei ze meshubach. That's in terms of the mitzvah of zechor asayom hazeh asher yatzasu mimitzrayim. Now, we were clearing that it may be that anything that you discuss would only be meaningful in terms of the Yetziyah, not in terms of anything else. There's a knowing the problems before is just in order to better appreciate the Yetziyah, because it's as far as Hayom Hazer Hashem Yatzas means. But then in Perek Shmini, the Rambam learns here.
In the mitzvah of La'asva b'gnusa b'shayim b'sheva, the Rambam learns, V'hu sh'yidrosh mi'arami ovela v'yachim morkala parsha. V'chola masifu marish b'drash parsha zuha reza m'shur. Mashmah, there's two separate inyanim. In other words, there's an inyan of Mosif and Marif in the aspect of Maskam Gnus Misayim B'Sheva. And there's also an inyan to be Misapri B'Dvarim Shiru V'Shoyu Arezim Meshukach, Kol HaMarif. So, where do these two separate Chiyuvim come from? To Bishlam in the Zechira, If the mitzvah is out, the zokhar tzigamah tereshir etzasim in Mitzrayim, so then you could say that that's b'chai of you in a greater awareness of the things that took place. But where would we come to say arami oved ovi would be the mosif umarav b'drash parashah zeh reza meshuvah? Well, we could even say that zechira is b'chai of you to be more and more aware of the vastness of the change that has taken place. But why would we say Arami Oved Avi? It's funny, the chinuch doesn't even bring it. See if he brings it. Rabbeinu Manoach asks, where do we get this from? So he says, Chilav de Avadazara comes from the Pasuk, Vayetzaveinu Hashem l'saseth kol ha'chukim ha'elu l'yirah. Mashmah, that the Chilav, we weren't uranium. And then when it says Rabbat Vinchav, what in my you know farm is probably Mitzray, we eat Hashem. But so is no sim, but so no sim is shall. Marsh me have to say I've got him. No. No. You have Chumash, right?
Yes. Any particular flavor?
You don't have like a corn or
something? What?
Devarim for a start. How do you survive here?
It's been a
That's the way Shabbos is presented in the Mitzrayim. You can't get a stronger connection than that. The reason that you have Shabbos is because it is Mitzrayim. The Zohar Yom HaZeh and Zohar Yom HaShabbat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting that the Vetzchamen is where it says Shomor, not Zohar.
Mm-hmm.
A little confusing. Jeez. Any one of these horrors are, these are like day long issues. Just sort of raising a lot of questionable things.
The Tefillos Shabbos and Shabbos don't particularly play with this. The reference is mostly to the Zeichon of Meisim, right?
We're saying Kiddush even, Zeichon of Meisim.
I understand that, but you would have to look to the Tvila at least as much as the Kiddush.
Well, the Kiddush is the Zechira. See, that's the thing. That's because what we were tying was that the aspect of Shabbos which deals with a consciousness and awareness is dependent on Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why you have Zohar Se'am HaZeh, just like you have Zohar Se'am HaShabbos. So the concept of rest, per se, is something which is associated with Ma'aseh Bereishis, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested, so you rest. Even though we saw that too associated with Mitzrayim, because that's Yismach Moshe B'mat Naskalko, but he was mechaving to Shabbos during Pesach, during Mitzrayim, to give them a day of rest. But that's essentially a response to Bria Sa'ola. So, but the shaila as to why you have connection to this is dependent on your particular awareness as B'nai Yisrael, and that is a result of Pesach. That's why we said Pesach is even called Shabbos, Mimokos HaShabbos, and various other Rimosim like that. Oh yeah, you were there first time.
In the sense that Shavuos is the Shvi'is and connected to Shabbos, the Pesach seems to be a preamble to that.
Right.
As opposed to corresponding to it.
It's Sheva Shabbos from the day after the first Shabbos is the way it's presented in the Chumash. Mimochash HaShabbos Tisperu Shiva.
But the Tanai is in terms of Ma'aseh Bereishis, right? Where he's Nekadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis. Right? So it's all leading up to Kabbalah Satara.
Yeah.
Right? No, so, what was that? More clear. The Pesach aspect here is not, it seems to not to parallel Shabbos as much as the Shavuos aspect.
Not to parallel the aspect.
Yeah.
Right. In other words, you're saying that the Pesach Shavuos relationship to Shabbos is similar to the Yetziat Mitzrayim Bris Olam aspect in Shabbos. It's a very nice aura. Because Pesach and Shavuos really represent one time period of Cheres, both of which are involved in Shabbos. Right? Shavuos is the only thing that is called Al Shem HaShavuah. It's clearly very Shabbos-oriented, and as you point out, it's not Yisnagadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis, it's the Hashlama of Ma'aseh Bereishis, and so on. Pesach would be the way in which it becomes our Shabbos. Since I took you out of Mitzrayim in order that you should have a Shabbos.
So can we say that if Pesach is the Zechir aspect, that Shavuos is the Shmir aspect?
I don't know what the Shmir aspect is. Maybe.
I don't know what it is either.
I'm afraid Shmir, I mean, the Pasht is, Shmir is the not doing malacha, which would make very good sense, right? Shmor is always a Lashon Lotza, so Zachor is always a Lashon Aseh.
There's no
Kol Mokum Shnamar Hishomer Pen Val.
There's no particular voda connected with Shavuos.
Similar to Shabbos.
Right.
Yeah, it would make sense. Rabbi Nachman's shot is not very satisfying. It just sounds very, very dull. To say that the reason that we know that it's a Rami Obi-Obi is that, it's just not believable. There's got to be a better reason than that. I mean, we always touched up how I know it's a Rami Obi-Obi. A beautiful update. Just a beautiful update. That's the only shot where it says, that's the only place it says, we got it. He got it, the Ayom, Lashem, and Lokeh, Hukibasi, Yalah, and so on and so on. And that's also the only place where it says, Vanisa, Vanisa, Vyomarta, he got it, the Ayom, Lashem, and Lokeh. So you have both Aniya and Agoda, which is Lechemoni, and that's the only place in the Torah where there's such a thing. And since the whole idea of Pesach is specifically Yerusha's Arts, then Kisavo, Arts, is exactly what you would expect to say. However, I think that's Mamish. Nifla. Now, I mean, that's so true that it is not, I mean, you've got to be crazy to argue that. It's 100% true. Shaila is how I know Kol HaMarech HaMoz is Midrash Parsis. How do I know that? So if we're saying that the Higadata is an explanation of the Zechira, that the way in which you are best Mekayim Zechira is through being Magid, so then it makes sense that since Zechira implies consciousness, and since consciousness is something which is of varying levels, the Torah doesn't give a shir to consciousness. So Mamela Kol HaMarech HaMosif will be Yotzei more. Especially when we're a mitzvah as a shir, the shir, you're Yotzei the shir. But how is there, there can't be limits to consciousness. The more you're conscious, the more you're conscious. So Mamela, this is one of the dvarim which has no shir. That's what will come out, because you can't say, now I was Yotzei the mitzvah. You mean you've reached the maximum possible consciousness that you can have, and if you dealt with it a little bit more, wouldn't you become more aware? Couldn't you feel it more deeply? I mean, it's impossible to say I feel it as deeply as a human being is capable of feeling. So the mela, it's called Amarech HaMosif. It's Gevaldik. Right? It comes out, now that's mamish with the mitzvah's Mekhaya. Turns out that any time that the Torah will use a lashon of zechor, there can't be limits to it.
Did Rebbe ever explain or deal with? I have a problem related to the word zechor in terms of it being a memory of something that I've never experienced.
Well, we said zechor doesn't mean memory.
So how
zechor means remember in the sense of be aware of. You better remember that, buddy. That doesn't mean you better remember. It means you better keep that in your awareness. Right? That's what we say. When we say, remember not to go over 60, it doesn't mean not to be remembered. It means that you must keep that in your awareness at all times. Don't go over 60. Okay, so then we'll have Shabbos. Why in other places don't we say that when Zachar means constant and so on? In other words, Zechor Shashar Solof HaMolei. You know, why doesn't this mean that there's constantly a mitzvah l'safer and so on, and Zechor Shashar Sar Hashem L'Miriam? He says, Shei Zechira should be things that you're mechuyev to be misaper also.
There's no Higadah to connect with those things.
But there isn't by Shabbos either.
Why, is that the only way to be...
Because a Shmira
Kor is by
it. Yes, we learn that Zechor means bepeh. In other words, the Rambam is saying that Zohar is the mocker of Lesaper, because just as it says Zohar is Yom HaShabbos, and that means to say, prepare, that today is Shabbos, it means the same thing when it comes to Mitzrayim. More than that, just like by Shabbos it means to be aware that it's Shabbos, to make yourself aware that it's Shabbos. More than that, we said yesterday, just like Zechor by Shabbos means that you must be mechalek between Shabbos and Chol, and therefore it's mechayev both Abdullah and Kiddush. So here too, by Pesach, it's mechayev all of those in Yonim. The basis of Manishtana is Zechor. Since it's a Zechor, you have to say Manishtana. Just as by Shabbos, you have to say Amav the Beit Kodesh, Lechol, Benor, Kodesh, Ben Yisrael, Ha'am. That's Manishtana. You say Manishtana on Shabbos. But why isn't that true every time it says Zechor in the Torah? Right, so Zechor, you have to say that the only time it's possible to define Zechor in that way is where it's Nogea Day. The if Zechor is in reference to a day, then you can be Mechalik between a unit and other units. That's why the Rambam says, it's kumo zechoras yom ha-shabbos. Zechoras hayom hazeh sher yatzatzim mimitzrayim. That's the meaning of hayom hazeh. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to deal with it at all. There's no way, how can you say, zechor the pu'ula in terms of what? To be mechalik between it and any other pu'ula? What does that mean? So therefore, there's a special meaning to Zechor es Yom, which is different than anything else in the Torah. Any other times that Zechor is mentioned. Because there it implies differentiation. It's the day you must remember, not what happened, the day. If so, you have to say Manishtana. Because otherwise, what makes this day different than any other day? That's the whole point. The Torah says, no, this day is different, so then that's what you're mechuyev to know, is this day is different. Zechiyev d'oraisa, the same Manishtana. So the Enochinami says the Gemara, you would have thought that. So we bring a riot, we got the Levincha, that it's only Bishar, Shematzah, Menachem, and Panach, we may last people alive. But if it wouldn't have been for that, we would have said Manishtana Yom HaZeh Enochinami. That was one of the riot. And then we say that in our Goda Gufa. So you might have thought it was going on. So, I mean, it comes out that it's extremely consistent. All of the halachas derived from one word, mamish, and very clearly. So since v'igadata now is a definition of zechor, and we know that the Torah defines v'igadata in terms of kisavo, therefore it's telling you that the awareness that you're responsible to have is an awareness of kisavo, which is a rami ovid ovi, and so on. Once I know that, so I know already that that's the mitzvah for me to continuously do. Because that's essential for my zechira. Because zechira implies not only what took place, but also what the differentiation is of what took place, what difference it makes, and that ultimately I have to go back to see all of the essential differences. So I go all the way back until I'm here with us. You know what? I have a chash that we will have to say, according to this, that the pashtus of a rami ovid ovi is not that Laban wanted to destroy Yaakov, but rather that my grandfather was a lost soul of an Aramean, referring to Terah, and that that's the mocker of Mitzchalot De'avad Azor.
Can I say that again?
Arami Ovid Ovi could mean my father, meaning my forefather, was a lost soul of an Aramean. Right? Tnu Shechar Lo Oved. Same thing, Arami Oved. It's a noun, or an adjective. So we're saying that since the Torah says that you are chayev in Haggadah to say Arami Ovid Ovi, therefore you must say Terach Avi Avram was Ovid Avodah Zarah. But Lamaisa, the Baal HaGadah, doesn't use it in that sense, because he brings the Pasuk from Yoshua for Terach Avi Avram. So he comes to Rami Ovid Avi referring to Lavan HaRami, which leads him directly into Mitzchila, into Avonim HaYinu L'Farah B'Mitzrayim, essentially. You know, it's by Arielus and all Mitzrayim and so on. But that's an excuse. So that's just one of these subtle level variations that he's engaging in. But in essence, Shmuel says that I have to begin with Arami Ovid Ovi. It's Shmuel, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, with Chilo Ovid, but it's not right. Shmuel. It's not right. So according to that, Shmuel would be Mefarish. Arami Ovid Ovi means Terah. Do you have a Mikros Gedolos?
Sorry?
Yeah. No. This is a Mikros Gedolos.
No,
right.
Oh.
That would be the clearest explanation of why you have to say Terech Avi. I mean, there's that. I have no subject. That's Sichur the Pshat. Otherwise, where do you get it from? Arami Ovid Ovi, let's see. Mm-hmm. right from Tanusha fellow of eight. Interesting busted. The Rashbam learns Arami Obeid refers to Avram because he was an Arami and he was an Obeid because he had no place to live because he was thrown out of Aram. So maybe we'll go back one step further and say it's referring to Torah. This answers another problem, don't you see? Because we never refer to our forefathers as being Torah. Avram is a Geras Kikot and Shinaylon. So why all of a sudden do we say, B'tchilo le'avod ezorah hayu avoseinu? Because it says in the Torah, Rami Aved Avi. So the Torah is being mocked there that in terms of your own development, you do have to look, whether it's looking back your own prehistory, you discuss the biological aspects of it and not the spiritual. The fact is that you come from Arami Oveid.
Mashmos are those referring to Lava.
In the Haggadah, that's not the Mashmos, that's 100%. That's what he says. It's not the Mashmos. I said that the Gabal Haggadah certainly refers to Lava, not to Lava, to Yaakov. The Arami is Lavan, and he's Ove, the Ove who is Yarko. Right, but I said, but he's just, this is just one of these level transformations that he's involved in. There's the Raya that you have to say, Terach Avi Avron, is from Arami Ovid Ovi. That's why, that's how Yoshua knew that when he brought Klal Yisrael to Terach Yisrael, he has to give them a speech about Terach. Well, what makes Yoshua say such a ridiculous thing? Who cares about Terach now? Because he says, Yoshua says to himself, look, it says in the Torah that the first thing that you do, kisavo el haaretz, you come to Beis HaMikdash, is you have to be masker, chaste amokim, say Arami Ovid Avi. So I'll say it. So just Terach Avi Avram Avi Nochor. So Mamela, he's being mevashes himself on this pasuk also. So therefore, the Baal HaGadah is Yotze both things, you understand? He goes directly to Yoshua. So he discusses Beferish Terach Avi Avram, that's B'tchilo Ovdei Avodah Zorah Yavaseinu, without getting into the complication of Lavan Arami, and then he goes into Lavan in order to come to B'tchilo, into Avodah Mayinu, by Reu Atzerah Mitzrim, that's all. Because this way he's Yotze both Deus in one. Because there's also another complicating factor over here, which I must tell you, you see, which the Baal HaGadah also wants to get. We didn't really deal with this yet. But that is that there's one of the aspects of the Haggadah is not simply the awareness of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the awareness of Yetzias Mitzrayim in terms of its result in bringing us to Eretz Yisrael, correct? Because that was the Tachlis of it. And that was what it was there to prove. And that in itself is not a tachlis either. The main tachlis is that ani Hashem, v'yadatim ki ani Hashem, that I'm neman b'avtachos. So in Mela, the Baal HaGadah also is engaging on another level. What's the other level? That he has to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is neman b'avtachos. So therefore, he has to get to v'hi sham dalav haseinu v'lanu. To him, it's very important to utilize, if I'm going to darsh the pasuk of Arami Ovid Avi, for the purposes of the Haggadah, it's more kedai for me to use that pasuk as b'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chal oseinu and the haftach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omeid, rather than to use it for mitchil avdei avodah zorah yahayu avoseinu, because then I can bring from Terach and Yoshua's pasuk, understand? Now, this is such a complex and subtle thing that's going on here in the Haggadah, that he's using psukim in different ways in order to bring out, it's like a symphony. So he's using his instruments in various fashions.
Okay, I'm just a little unclear on the connection to Terach.
Why Terach?
Yeah.
Different question, fine. But that's clear that we do that.
Okay.
And Yoshua did that.
and that there's no mokra for doing that, as far as I can see, except the pasuk of Arami Ovidov.
Okay.
And how do I know that I have to? In other words, the Rambam darshans. Listen clearly. You'll see the Rambam saying this. Tzarech lahatchil bignus v'lesayim b'shevach. Ketzad. Matchil u'misaper shebitchila hayu avotena b'mei terach u'milfanav kofri. U'misayim b'datahem. V'hu shiyidrosh me'aram yovidav yachig v'kol ha'parsh. Now how the heck? Right, so clearly, Arami Ovidavi is Yotze, the Chiyav of Matka Begnuz of Zion B'Shevach, and it's Maramis to these various levels. That's what you have to say the Rambam is saying. And there's no other mocker for saying such a thing. He's so wonderful, Rambam. I love him. Where would you find an answer to your problems about Rambam? There's Mamash nowhere else to look, literally. There's Porsche nowhere else to look. There's nobody that's Mepharish, he's young.
What if you say jump along the Haggadah?
Wait, why do you have to say both?
Well,
I'm
not really there yet.
If Arami or Vinavi is Maramis to both.
Yavada, you wouldn't. But we always look for a pusik that will bring out the union that we want to be darish. So therefore, if I'm writing a Haggadah, I have a choice of either taking Arami or Vinavi and darshing it in two fashions. Or I can bring a Beferish Pasuk, which is what is done every time. Commotion Emma, right? Revava Kitzema Chasada Nitatir. Why don't you just explain the. No! We're trying to find places where this particular Indian is brought out Beferish in the Torah, not where it's Nidrash from here. But where I see that this thing was brought out in terms of history and it became a reality. Right, so the same thing I do over here. Where is Arami Ovidavi brought up as a reality? Derech Aviavram, the Farish and Yoshua, he talked about it. So let's read it then.
I have another question. The Haggadah.
Barnea, this is a Gevaldik Gefinish. I hope that you're really enjoying this. This is all assuming that Aaron gets these tapes for you.
Rebbe, it's so stuck.
The Haggadah stops in a funny place, doesn't it?
The Haggadah stops in a funny place?
In the parsha of Kitavon, where the Haggadah stops in that parsha is like right before. I'm sorry, I remember. I'm at the top of my head. It steps in a strange place.
Says she even more kol haparsh. We don't do that. That is something of a problem. Why don't we darshan kol haparsh? See, I always wanted to say that the song Dayenu is Maram is on the rest of the parsh. Ibuke Volobon Beis Amigdash, that's Alamakom Azeh, and so on and so forth. In other words, as we want to show the various aspects of the.
Isn't it a much later addition to my dad?
Who knows what's addition? I mean, it means that this is not gas. I don't know where it comes from. I mean, this is Minigitzron. You know, the Shalah, how everyone did this in their own way. They used to do it in their own way. So this became now when people stopped doing it. You used the way in which it was most Kishmar. Okay. planning on stealing it from them. You're just sort of feeling it.
That's a very strange thing. It's the only text, whatever that means, that we have that it's not connected to anybody or anything directly. I mean,
I just don't know enough about it.
Yeah, you really said it's true. I mean, so many of them, of the Ksuvim, we don't really know who wrote them. This one wrote it, that one wrote it. Shlomo wrote it,
but they're connected very directly to a tufa or a Torah.
Someone or other, anyway.
I mean, this is like, we don't know, a period of time. Yeah. It's like,
I'm sorry, I'm confused. Isn't this the end of the Haggadah's dealing with that?
No, we're going to talk to Mamor's team. We are both talking to Mamor's team. We're not there. How can we say that? Right, but that's what I taught you. That's why we say Dayenu. Immediately after that, we say Dayenu. To tell us, if we son of Yisro, but Bono Lono Spesha Bechira, right, and we say it. If we son of Yisro, Bono Lono Spesha Bechira, that's the Biotse Vekri Bono Lono Makom Hazeh. So I said that immediately afterwards, we say Dayenu. But we can't really say that now, but because we're not, this is our Haggadah that we're establishing as part of Golas. And the Rambam even says, this is the Haggadah that we say in the Golas.
So it's an aberration of
it. To some extent, it's an aberration, right? But it isn't. Havada, we have to be Yotzi, the drash of this, I would assume.
What? Simply a question of a historical
period. In other words, that ultimately my father turned into a nation that went down to Mitzrayim and so on and so forth. I'm going to take a step back and say Obed means in terms of Obed Etzos. Not Stam Obed, that they didn't have where to live, but that they were a lost soul. They didn't have a recognition of Hashem. And then they went down to Mitzrayim and so on.
The only one who's called Avi is Terach, is it?
You mean Terach Avi Avram? That is fascinating.
No, Yaakov's called Avi Yaakov. Yitzchak's called Avi Yaakov. No, it's Aim Yaakov.
But we have Avi Milka, Avi Yiska.
That's also. Is Avi Milka, Avi Yiska? That's not Terach. It's
same Tufa.
So now, if we're correct in saying that this part of the Haggadah is really the awareness section, then the Maisim now makes sense, right? Because we want to show in the first Maisa, this last one, that what we're dealing with is an awareness, an experience, rather than an intellectual discussion. So therefore, I feel and Maisa, because Maisa is more of a way in which to make that awareness mukhash. So we specifically look for a Maisa. This ties in also, the Rambam brings Halacha, that where it says, Kifi Daito Sheben Aviv Molando, that the Rambam touches up, that means association. So Rambam says like, point to the Schwartz of the servant and say, see, we used to be like that. That's another, and obviously that's why you have pictures. Because Chayavad Miros is Atzma. You have to actually see it. You have to be able to picture it. So the Maaseh of Eliezer would now be a picturing of how important it is to picture. Because we're still in the Omer of Elozitan Azar, yeah? And there may be other aspects to the ideas about Kriyat Shema Shachris and so on. I don't know if it's Kedai to go into that. We're not going to really finish. Might as well concentrate on the main points. Omer Blozer Ben Azai, Arayani Kiven Shivim Shana Velo Zachiki Shetei Omer Yitziyad Mitzrayim Balei Lod. Archa Dal Shah Ben Zomach, Shnama Lantis Grav Yom Tzitra Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayim.
He used to say it during the day?
No, this is referring to in creation. So what is this doing here? This is really disturbing. Why should we be concerned right now? I mean, the way we always explain this sort of, we just ignored that part of the issue. We just explained this as saying that this is here in order to show that the Zechiras HaTzias Mitzrayim is something which is nogea always, which Which means that the Manishtana is even more Makayev. It's more fascinating. What could be such a tremendous change that is Makayev at all times, day and night, even the Matzah Mashiach? Must have been a tremendous thing that took place, and we have to really know it. But we didn't deal with the question of what really is the interrelationship between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim on the Yom, so of course a Yom HaZesh Yetzias Mitzrayim, and what is the Inyan Laman Tiskars Yom Tzeischa, not HaYom HaZeh, which is something that you remember at all times. Comes out that in Yetzias Mitzrayim we have both issues. We have a Zechor, just as Zechor is Yom HaShavas, and we have a Laman Tiskar, which is similar to Zechor HaShav HaShav Miriam, and so on. One requiring differentiation, Havdolah, and so on. And the other one, just a latent awareness. That's b'chayiv you in terms of your actions, or an amira every once in a while, or something like that. Well, what is the real connection between them? So it never occurred to Rav Elazar ben Azariah to say that if the ikar mitzvah of Zechoras Hayom Hazer Asher Yatzas v'Mitzrayim is b'laila, because I learned that out of Igadat HaLevincha, so then Laman Tizkar should also be Balayla too. Because it's a completely different issue. This is Laman Tizkar, and perhaps it is Laman Tizkar the Laila, but Tizkar and Koyim Fayacha. So we're not referring to this specific time, the memory of which is more of a commemoration in terms of, or reliving in terms of the actual instant, and therefore differentiating this instant from all others.
So the Zechira is something that works the whole year. It's not something that works necessarily specifically on Yom Pesach.
But it's not a Zechira of the Yom.
You got it, doesn't it? Is this a Zechira?
No. Zechor as Hayom Hazeh. That's what does that. That's the Rambam learns that Zechoras Yom HaShavas. We touched up it. That's right. The differentiation between this Zechira and the Zechira.
So then what's Rukul Yimei HaChayach?
Exactly. That shows that this is not it. This is a completely separate Chiyah. So this means to say Zechira Spitzrayim as we do in Kriya Shema every day.
As Yom says?
Oh, this relates to Kriya Shema, so that's fascinating. I can't be a coincidence that we lead directly from Yezman Kriya Shema into Zechira Tzitzis Mitzrayim, which we always do in Kriya Shema. That's just too much of a coincidence.
Bracha of Gal Yisrael connected to Kriyat Shema. More directly, why is that the Nusach of the Bracha?
You go a step further. We call Kriyat Shema Tvila, Tvila. We're calling the Itzuma, we're calling the whole section Kriyat Shema Geul. What he meant to say.
It's really wrong with him. We went through once Masechta the Brachos to show that the entire first parak was full of nothing but remorse and Yetzias Mitzrayim.
down to the 400 barrels of wine, or miscavige, where can I get the 400 years? I mean, it might be like all kinds of little... That's where this is taken from.
Leads us right to the one place where Pesach loses all of its centrality. Or because Pesach is nisvata, we know some Mashiach, no?
Right.
Don't we know it?
Most of Bobo doesn't mean Mashiach.
Doesn't. Does someone bring down the Mosa Mashiach, that the Yontif of the Geula of Bias Mashiach is Docha Pesach? That's the Yontif it's referring to?
Who
are
you?
I'm
the Mosa Mashiach.
Pesach.
We don't say the last parsha. We still speak the book of the Ula, say at night. What if we wouldn't have said Vayom? Said the book of the Ula, what could be the book of the Ula and the creation?
The bracha is on the whole section. Make the bracha because you said Kriya Shema, no?
I understand. No, I'm not being mamayan on the general problem. I'm just saying, why did you say it that way? There's no reason for us to suppose that you want to be mispah Kriya Shema on the tree, was it?
Just because it's the second bracha of Kriya Shema.
No, it's because it's Gula. And that Rashi says there, that, you know, the right. That sort of, it's like a Mitzvah, that's what I'd like to see inside. It's the cool aspect you say that it relates to that. That's the way that it's used in the Torah. The Torah wants to be Ba'or Asta'ava. So
So it says, Atamari Samashosis Vimitsarim. And all the things that we talked about, Vashav Kervon, Ramakum, Avodosa, Sechelikov. And that's what it says there too, Vavieschem Eli. So, the only way in which we could possibly tell you, Vyahavta Sashem Alakatha, is if there was some gilui of this. The nature of this relationship. And in that sense, Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekin, Hashem Echad, is Mavusis also on Hashem Echad, Shema Tzitzit, and Mirtz Mitzrayim. Because even afterwards, when Hashem says, you know, that, look, you saw me, and you knew, you see that there was no Loris and Kot Munah, I'm Ani, Ani Hu, and so on and so forth, but all of that was the Ani Hu that says Hashem Tzitzit, and Mirtz Mitzrayim. So maybe, the aspect of Krishna that we're dealing with is the Avyeshem Elah. The relationship that's in the Kriya Shema, not the statement that Hashem is Echad, but rather the statement that it's Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And that those two things are really inherently the same. Even though they appear to be so contradictory. The only way that we have a right to do this is by is knowing that the place in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu became Noda, the Chla, is through being Hashem Elokeinu. Because even the Adatim Keni Hashem, which was said to Mitzrayim, was through knowing that it was Hashem that was Elokei Yisroel. And that was like one of the major aspects of the Gula. We needed to be Nigolin because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Nizgala as our God, the B'nai B'chori Yisroel, and so on. And this was the essence of the Gula. You can't start up with my children. And that puts a completely different face on it. We always said that there was a level of Gula that required. We said the Vohotesu, especially as it comes out in Kriyas Yamsuf, is a giloy of the gratuitousness of the relationship. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even after having taken Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, is not satisfied. It is bad. And he wants to show that the thing that bothers him is that although there is no real difference that you can tell, I know the difference. You know, Elu Velo of the Avodah Zarah, I'll go back and drag you to the yard. Well, and to some extent, you say, that's the ultimate Atem Reisim Asher Asisim of Mitzrayim. That's what I really did to Mitzrayim. Everything else you could say was a taxis in order to get you out. But from that point on, it's no longer part of the Geula. Other than to prove the very fact that you see what I do to Mitzrayim because they started up with you. Harvei Yechisu Lefanai. And this is the first time I really got mad. That's true, then how would we relate to Kriya Shema? I mean, if we don't hold it for Beloza Ben Azari, but we still would recite the Bracha of Gula, right? Today, the Etzem, our Chiyah was Dafke at night. And it comes up to be something of a difficulty. I mean, we have psukim that tell us that the whole mitzvah is at night, and normally the chiyuv zechira is in the daytime. Mashmah that at night somehow we relate less to Yetzias Mitzrayim than we do in the night. In the day. It's all fun. And to bring it in here in our Gemara is also very interesting. Something that needs Hesper. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu Baruch Shantan Torah Lama Yisrael Baruch Hu K'neged Arba Banim Dibra Torah Echad Chacham Echad Rasha Echad Tam Echad Sheino Yedea Mishka. Before discussing the Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu in general, the placement over here of the Banim is for one purpose. What do I want to know this year?
Can I just bunch on for a second? It seems a little strange that Chazal weren't goes and so it's the funny question. Weren't goes are also to be the Haggadah of the Rebbe then. And it's the kind of thing Chazal do. When you have this kind of ambiguity. And with less ambiguity, their goes are to do things twice.
What do you mean?
Mikra Megillah,
and those things. When the Torah specifically says that it's Nageya Sipur on physical things, it's about Shabbat Samur, Mudachim, the Fanech. Should be goes to Ibn Samur, Bayam. I mean, that is the religious one, Shlutz, about Tosif.
Why?
You can't eat matzah during the day.
As if you don't eat matzah
during the day. I understand, but you can't be kaveh echol. More you can't be kaveh echol.
Why not?
Because you're not allowed to add to the mitzvahs.
Why
is that
beginning about matzah? It
would be like the Rabbana being kosher another day of Yom Tov, another day of Sukkot.
They did.
What?
Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos.
That's a big sign. It's also Svegadiyum.
Not anymore.
So it becomes Minhagim Svegadiyum. Yes, it's Minhagim.
That's the Baal Tosef. That's the difference.
It's not Baal Tosef anymore. I'm doing it because of Svegadiyum. I'm not doing it because I'm saying that there's a chiyuv to do it.
But it's not Svegadiyum anymore.
I mean, what it's like saying, well, a chacham should be kosher to add another bias to your tefillin. I mean, well, how can you do this? Huh?
Well, just the mitzvah you got into that. Without the simon. Without the mitzvah.
Why isn't that else? Why should I add the mitzvah?
Call a marech b'sikin yitzias mitzvah.
Only b'shas the mitzvah.
What?
Only b'shas the mitzvah. And you can't be Mechayev and Nuzach here. Because the Torah goes out of its way to say, well, Amarti, I would just run Shemara, about Shemara, and I'll come from that now.
Then also, isn't it Kerm Pesach? Is Matzamari, Matzamari?
I've seen those who want to China that that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would type on the Yad Chatzos. Ufa, because of that one. Because it's a matzah more of the carbon person.
Yeah, isn't that brought down the Mishnah Berurah?
It is?
That day, I think it's brought down the Mishnah Berurah that there's a... You should finish your Magid before Chatzos.
I don't remember.
Because it makes the Mishnah Berurah.
And if you're Marach into the day? You start at night and you're marach into the day?
It's the Krishna.
Okay, we...
No, that's no joke. That may very well be what's going on.
That's what... but he did quit his mantra Krishna Shashat. This doesn't mean...
Well, what does it mean he gets one Krishna Shashat? And therefore, there's no more chiyuv, and so you're not being Isaac with mitzvah, potem, and a mitzvah.
This is like Morris question, too. Is how really is it, are we really talking about? Right? Is that in brachas. Isn't that right? We discussed the whole time of when Zman's feelings at that point. When, how really, right?
At what point?
Gemara isn't the whole discussion on Gemara, so but Rabbi Tchelas of Karsi, we go through the whole discussion of when.
Right.
So if Talmidim were coming here at the very earliest part of the day, we'd feel right
as a Chara. They're coming at the earliest time.
Right.
Because they're saying Yigiyah Zman.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So what is the point of saying Yigiyah Zman?
Only to tell us that you're now into the day and you have to stop.
No. Sense.
So then you can't. Well, that would explain why you can't be Marach into the day.
It's not worse than Talmud Torah.
That's true.
I mean, would they have said the same thing if they were sitting and learning? Stop your learning, you get as much Krishna Shashat.
So tell them something specific about that matter. About what they're doing. I mean, this whole section seems to be dealing with it. I mean, it seems to be very heavily preoccupied with Yom and Lila.
At the end of the Gada, you have Asher Hulu Yom Yeah,
what?
Oh,
yeah.
I wonder if that's another Indian of Zakhir, the songs. Remember, everything in the Haggadah is in the songs. I mean, it's like a normal thing off of psychology, you remember.
Couldn't it? We do it on Shabbos also. Maybe that's part of why we do it on Shabbos. If singing would be specific expressions of deeper, of heightened emotional awareness. So the times that the Torah would be Machayev us to sing. Would be specifically on Shabbos and on Pesach. Where does the mitzvah come from?
Purim.
What about
tzitzit?
In other words, the zecher tzitzit is Mitzrayim and Kriyat Shema comes to part from tzitzit.
Quite sure. Are you asking something, Steve?
Yeah, no, I'm not sure how it relates. Except for the way I always thought of that mitzvah was some kind of a mitzvah. In other words, a reminder, as if you were some sort of awareness issue. Why you should look at the tefillahs and remind you of the ocean.
Because tzitzis bechlal is a being of zechira, non tzitzis.
Why don't we sit?
Or that we choose as the parasha of Zechira Zetzias Mitzrayim, we choose a parasha that deals with Zechira Bechlal. The Mom Tiz group. There's many things we could have said that could be Zetzias Mitzrayim. So why should we take Tzitzis with that? Because we're dealing with the aspect of Zechira, and Tzitzis is the mitzvah of Zechira. Continual Zechira. I mean that any zechira relates to Yetzias Mitzrayim, ultimately.
The Shema in general is a new zechira. Tefillin is also a new zechira.
Yeah, well, Tefillin is said on Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's where it
appears.
Those are the parashas.
Yeah, so I'm saying so. It's Shema in general is a zechira.
What about the first parasha of Shema? And what about up till?
Bayam Shema.
No.
The Havta is not like
that. What about just like the first, the Havta?
In other words, up until the Kshartomya Sayadeva is the most bearing now. But also, Mizuz is also remiss to Mizuz in Mitzrayim. We deal dark with the mitzvahs that are negated in this Mitzrayim. And Vishinah to Levanach may be very involved with the Vigara to Levanach.
Just occurred to me that the Oz Yosha is really dramatically absent from Pesach.
Because it's Negea Yishmisho Pesach.
It's Negea what?
Shmisho
Pesach.
Right, because the Seder doesn't deal with Kriyas Yam really, except as a contrast. But there's a special Yantar to deal with Kriyas Yam and Shmisho Pesach. So they would take a lane.
It just seems like it should come through there.
Maybe we go through the stages that Yisrael went through there.
It doesn't happen during the week.
Rav David saw specifically pointed on Shabbos that to talk about Kriyas Yom Suf Bechol is not part of the sequence of Yisrael.
Because it's not Yom Tzitzit or Mitzvah.
You didn't say why, but
That's right. Of course, I know my Zerah Shia Tzitzit. It's not included in Kriyas Yom
Tzitzit. Well, we deal with all, the Dayanis deal with all that stuff. I mean, even past that.
Yeah, but that's all right, so. That could be only in order to lead up to Vayavi Yom Kriyas Yom Tzitzit. I don't know, Dayanis